97.3 Joe FM, 80s, 90s, whatever, and Meyer are ready to put you into the game. Your Saginaw Spirit action starts now on 97.3 Joe FM.
Welcome to Saginaw Spirit Hockey at the Dow Event Center in downtown Saginaw. Magnet schedule night, mascot Olympics, and oh yeah, the Barry Colts are in town too. I'm Cameron Knowles. My guest this evening, Warren Holmes, joining me as a broadcast partner in the booth, and we welcome you to the broadcast as well. During tonight's broadcast, we have access to email, so drop us a note, cknowles@saginawspirit.com. It's also a spot on the website, saginawspirit.com. On the homepage, just click email Cam and Homer. Craig sent us an email last night. We didn't get it until we were after the broadcast, but really appreciate you checking in during the broadcast. Well, Warren, let's take a quick look at last night's game. The Saginaw Spirit fell on the road to a very, very tough Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds team, and not only not picking up a road point, but because of the tight clump in the middle of the Western Conference, Saginaw fell from third to fifth in the division, and also tied for fourth, I should say, with the Plymouth Whalers, and also fell from fourth to seventh in the conference. A lot of jockeying early on in the season. We're not even into the second month fully of the Ontario Hockey League season. But the Spirit are in this middle pack here where you can see that one game here and there, and the Spirit can lose a lot of position.
And they can, and you're absolutely right. We're eight games into the season. Some of the teams have only played seven. Some have played nine. You know, certainly you can drop with a bad spell. I think what is a good news in that whole situation is, though, the fact that we've played the number ranked two team in the Canadian Hockey League three times, the number seven ranked team once, and a couple other good teams. And we mentioned that last night on the air, how we've played four or five. You know, we've got some of the tougher teams in the OHL played them already this year. So at some point here, we got to get a little bit easier of a schedule. Some of the teams have, at least by the Toronto Sun and the Hockey News, we were picked to be, you know, compatible with and not those real, real good teams. I think more good news in that case or in that scenario is the fact that we played Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds very, very well two out of the three times, and at times last night, certainly in the first period, outplayed them. We played the Windsor Spitfires very well in Windsor. They were lucky to come out with an extra point and got a point there. So we're doing good things as a hockey team. Now we're going against teams that were supposed to be on parallel with us, like a young Barry Flyers, because we're a young hockey team. We have them at home. They have played three games on the road. There are three nights on the road and traveled. You know, these are the games now that we have to win, not just go out and play. These are the games that I know Todd and his staff are looking at going, these are must-win hockey games. If we're going to make playoffs, it's beating the teams like Barry Colts last week or 2 weeks ago when we beat Owen Sound. Those are the teams that we got to beat. London's not playing very well right now. Obviously, Plymouth's on parallel with us. We beat Sarnia in here. Sarnia was supposed to be a little bit better. I don't know what's going on there. I'd like to hear from some people on that. You know, where did Steve Stamkos go? He's supposed to be the number one pick overall in the NHL draft, and he's nowhere in any of the stats we're looking at. So I digress a little bit, but these are the teams that we have to beat, and we've got a little bit of a rough schedule over, although next week we go in and play a very good Ottawa 67s hockey team and a very good Peterborough Petes hockey team. So, you know, the schedule again has been set up that we play the hard teams early, and we get a little bit of a break tonight, and I'm looking for a hockey game if we come out and work hard. That it's never easy, but it could be easier.
Well, let's take a look at one of the things that you pointed on there, Warren, and that is this Barry Colts team at the end of a three-game road trip. When you played with the Ottawa 67s, you made these long Western Conference swings.
By now, wagon train, actually.
I can see the little dog chasing the chuck wagon down the 402.
There was no 402.
Oh, well, there we go. That's how long ago it was. But you do remember the long bus trips. And let me ask you about the bus legs, and especially for a team, they lost 4-1 to Plymouth, they lost 4-2 last night to an improving Sarnia Sting squad. Does that give the Spirit an advantage, or conversely, does that give Barry more incentive to try to get a couple of points out of the road trip?
Well, they were in the neighborhood, obviously, playing in Plymouth last night or in Sarnia last night. They're an hour and a half down the road, and we had to truck 4 hours up I-75 to the Sioux. spend some time at the border on the way back and come 4 hours on the way back. So, you know, some of that's negated there on the fact that we've had quite a bit of road time, too. But we played one less game than them, so that should work to our advantage. And, you know, we're not talking about old men trying to play a pro game here at 30, 32 years old, if that be such thing as an old man. We're talking about young kids with young legs, and I think they're going to be fine. I don't think that there's we have to worry. There's not an advantage. If anything, we have the advantage because we played one less game than they have. As far as going on the road, we talked on the television portion of it that they're a young hockey team, this is a Barrie team, and learning how to play three games in three nights is something that is acquired. It's not just something that happens. There's a little bit of, you hate to say it because people are spending a couple bucks to come in the building and watch, but there's a certain extent of having to pace yourself in this. There's a certain extent that if you're in a game that's a blowout on a Thursday night, that you may not put out your top line and roll them every three times. You may go to four lines knowing that, you know what, pretty much game's out of hand. It's not that you've stopped trying, but the game is out of hand, so you've got to save some energy for the next night and the next night and the next night. As a player, you learn that if you're in the third period of the first game of three, and you may not go all out as hard as you can into the corner to get the puck. If you know that there's not a chance you get it, you hold back, waiting for the opportunity, that knowing that it might be the next night, you might need that extra little gear to go. And all that's learned. You learn how to pick your spots, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and how you do those things, and when to go and when not to go.
It's Warren Holmes. I'm Cameron Knowles. When we come back from the break, we'll go inside the coach's room with Spirit head coach Todd Watson. Warren just touched on it. This game is being recorded live here at the Dow Event Center. Watch for Spirit TV coming up this week on the Charter Marketplace channel. Details on SaginawSpirit.com. First of three games that we'll be having rebroadcast throughout this season. And, of course, you'll hear the great Joe FM audio throughout all of those three games. We'll break, and when we come back, Coach Todd Watson and more. Meyer presents Saginaw Spirit Hockey on 97.3 Joe FM.